Hey everybody, this is Mess, and about a month ago, 808 Seduction and I made a gamer's questionnaire. I don't think that we're going to get to do it together anytime soon, so I'm going to bust out and do it really fast. So hopefully he won't be mad at me. And just for my own amusement, I have a mini vibrating wand thing against me. So if I suddenly yelp or something, just ignore it. I was trying to make this a little more exciting. And there should be a link in the comments or something to pictures if you would like to follow along, because I am just strange like that and I like pictures. But yeah. Alright, let's get started. Number one, what was your first gaming system and the first game you played? I had an Atari, and my first game was a Star Wars game. I also had a Nintendo. They're both a lot of fun. I really miss the Nintendo because it was like the most simple controller. Number two, do you prefer to play a girl or a guy character? I totally read that wrong, but something like that. I like to be girl characters because I like to make mine all slutty. So. Number three, when making a character, do you ever add detail into looks, such as big tits, muscles, or dressing like a slut? Like I said, I like to make mine look like a whore. Depending on the game, sometimes they're a complete badass, or sometimes they're just a little slutty for me to look at, make them all pretty. Number four, what gaming systems do you own now, and which is your favorite? I have an original Xbox, a 360, a GameCube, and a Nintendo. The 360 is definitely my favorite. I spend way too much time on it. Number five, do you prefer multiplayer or single player? I'm the worst when it comes to teams because I'm like solo in everything. I'm really bad about running off and everything. So probably single player unless I can do multiplayer and not have to so much care about the team. Like I can't play with my friends because they will completely just rage because I run off all the time. I'm a charger. I like to just charge into things. And they're like plotting. So yeah. Which video game character do you see yourself as? Off of the Vampire Masquerade Bloodlines, there is this girl named Velvet Velour. She calls herself Vivi, and she's a beautiful character, absolutely beautiful. She works at this strip club, but she's very, like, compassionate, I guess. She's super sexual, but she's like a really sweet girl. So, I kind of favor her, and I would probably say her. I'm not as slutty as her, but Number seven, if you could have only one console or handheld for the rest of your life, which would you choose? That would be my 360, definitely. Number eight, who is your favorite hero and or villain from a video game, and who is your most hated? Bowser from Mario is my favorite villain. That might sound a little strange, but I absolutely adore him. I think he's so cute. And he never gives up, ever. Master Chief from Halo is my best hero, obviously. Huge Halo fan. And the most hated character, I would say Slippy Toad from Star Fox. Because he always gets into trouble, and he's the annoying character in all the games you just wish would die so you would stop having to save them. Number nine, is sex or nudity in video games a yay or nay? I don't play a game for the sex, oh my gosh, for the sex or the nudity, but I'm not against it if it's there. Number 10, what is your favorite video game genre and what is your favorite game in that genre? Honestly, I'm a sucker for platform games. I love them, that and FPS. But I would say Mario is my favorite platform, and Halo would be my favorite first-person shooter. It's just a great game. Number 11, would you let someone go down on you while you're gaming? No. No, I wouldn't. I'm a very serious gamer, and I would probably hit them in the face with my controller. But I've always wanted to go down on someone else when they were gaming, just not me. Number 12, what is your all-time favorite video game, and what game was the worst that you have played? I'm a huge, huge Mortal Kombat fan, and it, like, hurts my soul to say it, but Mortal Kombat Advance was a terrible game. Absolutely terrible. Like, if you look at the picture, it's a really shitty quality picture, but the game was just shitty in general. It was just bad. It was so bad. Oh my goodness, this feels ridiculous. And then the favorite one is The Shadow of Colossus. I believe that's how you say it. Because I am really big on fantasy stuff, and their giants were crazy. Like, they were crazy done. Just crazy. Have you ever fantasized about a game character? That's number 13. I left the number out. My bad. Okay, there's this girl from Resident Evil. I know she's in Resident Evil 5. There's also a picture of her, too. I think her name is Shiva. So, Shiva from Resident Evil and this girl named Trip, who is from the game Enslaved. I really just want them to have crazy lesbian sex. Like, please. They're beautiful, beautiful characters. Number 14, what is your guilty pleasure game? The Sims. Yes, I lived in The Sims. so much money. Number 15, what is the moment you knew gaming would be a long-term hobby? When I was younger and I realized that it was a escape from the world and you could just not be in the real life anymore and all that stuff. Number 16, do you believe that video games corrupt youth and their minds? Bad influences leads to violence, etc. I don't think so. I think that it helps people get away from all the crazy stuff, and if people would just raise their kids right, they wouldn't be psychos. Number 17, would you game under the influence, drugs, alcohol, etc.? Share the experience if you have one. I would smoke and play games, not cigarettes. I'm not a cigarette person. I wouldn't drink because I think I'm a little too serious to get, like, drunk and play games, but I would definitely smoke. Number 18, who is the sexiest game character, male or female, and why? I would say Cortana from Halo. If you ever played Halo, you know exactly what I'm talking about. She's fucking adorable. And she's so smart, and it's just so cute. Number 19, how long have you been playing video games, and what is your longest gaming session? I have been gaming since I was a kid, and the longest session I think I've had is like 2 to 3 days. When I first got Halo and when I first got Minecraft. Like, the whole world was dead to me. Number 20. Would you ever have your partner dress up as a character for sexy time? If yes, who? Alright. From Fatal Fury, there's this girl. Mashiri Nui? I think that's how you say it. Mashiri Nui? There's a picture of her. You gotta look at this girl. If any of you are into that, like, hentai Japanese stuff, we have an understanding. and Nathan Drake from Uncharted, because he is a total badass, and I like scruffy guys that I feel like are going to beat me a little bit. What game have you clocked the most hours into? Minecraft. Definitely Minecraft. I binge for days and days and days on that game. It's addicting. Number 22, which arcade game did you drop the most money into? Frogger. I fucking hate Frogger. Hate it. Well, I love it. That's a lie. I love the game. It makes me so mad. 23. Would you play Minecraft every day or no way? I think that's pretty obvious by now. 24. Do you follow walkthroughs or do you play through your... What the hell? 24. Do you follow walkthroughs or do you play through on your own? I've done a walkthrough once when I played Mirror's Edge and I couldn't figure out how to fight this like assassin because she was beating the shit out of me. And I was doing fine, but I couldn't figure out what to do. Like, we would fight for like 10 minutes and I was like, okay, this is ridiculous. And I kept messing up on like the stupidest thing. I was so mad. So mad. 25. What is the most important trait of a game you play? Story, graphics, playability, etc. I don't care so much about graphics. The story is more important, but I have no patience for a ton of dialogue. I don't want them talking nonstop. Just, like, let me play the game. So, oh my gosh. It's a little bit of everything. I like good characters and playability. It's nice. But room for customization is really, really important to me. It's like GTA versus Saints Row. GTA is a great game. It has amazing graphics. But as far as customization goes, it has nothing on Saints Row. Saints Row is just kick ass. Love it. Number 25. Oh, Jesus Christ, this is difficult. What is your scariest, creepiest gaming moment, and what game itself was scariest, creepiest? I'm not really easily scared, but I would say creepy. Vampire Masquerade Bloodlines, one of my favorite PC games. You go into this haunted hotel, and this man has basically slaughtered his family, and like cut their heads off and stuff. And you're walking down this hallway, and one of these doors opens, and this kid's toy, like a little toy horse, like slowly comes out of the door and rolls across the floor in front of you. I've never just noped so hard in my life. I was just, it was crazy. Kids are scary. Scary, scary. I don't like them. Not in games, not in the dark. 27. Have you ever been to a gaming convention? No, I have not, but I would go in a heartbeat. 28. Do you prefer to play with the controller or keyboard and mouse? I like PC games, but I don't like the restriction that they have. So I prefer a controller in my hand because I like gripping onto something. 29. Would you ever wear or let your significant other wear your headset and let other players hear their moans? Yes and yes. I've always wanted a guy to be talking to his friends gaming and let me give him a blowjob while he is. So, yeah, I would totally let that happen. If I'm not gaming, I would totally wear the headset and let someone do stuff to me, but if I'm playing games, no. 30. If you haven't played them all, you've seen them no doubt. In Tomb Raider, which iteration of Lara Croft was your favorite? Tomb Raider Underworld was my favorite. The new one, I've seen pictures of her. Like, it's gonna be awesome. Absolutely awesome. But I have not played it. But Underworld was definitely my favorite. And number 31, if you could live in any video game universe, which one would you choose? Really, anything with Elder Scrolls. I'm a mythology freak. So that is definitely my game. Morrowind, Skyrim, all of it. Yes, please. So that is all. Thank you for listening to my rambling, and I hope you guys are having a fantastic night. Yeah, I'm gonna go and totally not get off. Bye.